It's 9 o'clock in the evening on Radio Suppy Thought 88.3.
My name is Helge and you're listening to Sub-Ether Radio at 88.3 FM.
listen to Radio Sapeta at 88.3. And this is our special music from 4Hacker.
My name is Helge and you're listening to Sub-Ether Radio at 88.3 FM. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Corinna, and this is Sub-Ether Radio on 88.3. You're listening to Hall of Fame.
It's a 9:15 in the evening, and you're listening to Sub-Ether Radio at 88.3. If you want to call us, you can call the number 555-555.
special because you did it. People like gifts that you make yourself for them. A lot of times better than gifts you go out and spend a lot of money for, because then it's for anybody can go buy something. But to make something with your own hands and your own heart and give it to somebody because you care about them, that's special. That is really special.
Oh yeah, it's special music for Hackers.
That is really special.
On Radio Sub ETA at 88.3.
That's special. That is really special.
This is Sub-Ether Radio, the radio for the camp and the rest of the world. And for the people who are hearing us in the rest of the world, they are using the stream, the internet stream, and sometimes there are some problems in the stream. But now, on the phone, we have Rick. Rick, you are managing our external stream in Darmstadt.
Yeah, hi. We managed to arrange a second relay.
Wow.
It's not yet on SubEtherDE online, but you can find the data on the wiki page for the camp. It should be easy to find via Google. Just search for something like SubEther wiki, should be third hit or something like that.
So everybody hearing us outside who having problems with the external stream, just search again in the wiki pages for Radio SubEther. Correct?
Yeah.
And use a secondary stream. Where is it located?
It's University of Ulm, as far as I know.
Of where?
University of Ulm.
Ah, in Ulm, in South Germany.
Yeah, it's kind info from Vinyl. He organized that.
Wow, so we have a new hero of the day.
Exactly.
Wow. Thank you very, very, very much, because we are getting much, much, much callers from people outside who are having problems and the stream is interrupting quite often.
Yeah, I know. We had some serious outage since 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Central European time. I think it was an overheating server at the camp. We had also some bigger problems with relaying in the past days. It was caused by, I think, overloaded connections from the camp.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what it exactly is, but the lower quality streams are, well, quite reliable. The higher qualities sometimes go off.
Yeah, today we also had much problems with our servers because the heat here is incredible. We had some emergency shutdowns here because the hard disk just got too hot here out.
Okay.
Incredible. So sometimes I'm wondering that we are still sending here live on SubEther. Thank you to Darmstadt, and we go on with our DJ Ellen, who is still making her DJ set live outside to the radio studio number B in the Radio Village. If you want to see her, come there and join the music. This is Radio Sub-Ether, and we are transmitting live still here from Altlandsberg. And on the microphone, it's Ingo,
Jens,
and Daniela.
Still modulating the frequency for you here on 88.3 megahertz, and in the next couple of minutes or hours or whenever we will get dragged from this radio tent, we will talk a bit about the camp and our view. We hope we will have an American guest later in this show. Gabriel, if you can hear this, please proceed to the radio tent. We desperately need you here because we want to talk a bit about culture, getting culture shocked at the Chaos Communication Camp here in old Europe. And also we want to play some music from a playlist. Ellen is still on with her excellent live set, performing live here outside Studio B at the Radio Village here at the Chaos Communication Camp. But we will just play some different music from her now. The first track is from the animated motion picture Lane, Serial Experiments, and this is the title track. Thank you. So this is Sub-Ether Radio here on 88.3 MHz, the official radio of the Chaos Communication Camp. And we want to talk about getting culture shocked at the Chaos Camp. We are joined now by our American guest, Gabriel. Will you introduce yourself?
Hello, my name is Gabriel.
Yeah, and you are from the United States of America, and it's your first time in Europe, I believe.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. And also with us is Daniela, and for her it's the first time at the camp.
True.
Yeah. We already had a Chaos Communication Camp back in 1999. Well, let's just talk about it's now the third day of the camp, and what would you think is the single most culture shocking thing that happened to you here at the Chaos Communication Camp? Maybe Daniela first?
No, to give me another minute or two.
Yeah, okay, so Gabriel, what shocked you?
I wasn't used to the nude sunbathing. I mean, I knew it happened, but I've never been to a nude beach in my life.
Really? Never?
Never.
Well, I think that's quite interesting difference. Of course, most people know this difference already, but
yes,
it's strange.
Yeah, but actually it's it's just the Dutch doing the skinny dipping, the bathing in the nude, isn't it?
No, yes and no. I think it's accepted in Germany. Well, it's not common, it's not the norm, yeah, mm-hmm. But it's accepted. It's quite strange that, for instance, the Brazilians are telling about the Germans. They are telling everyone that Germans are quite strange because they are angry and they are shocked if girls have really small bikinis on.
Yeah.
But they accept if the people are completely nude, and that's what Brazilians don't understand, I think. It's worth thinking about it.
Well, many times little clothes can be more erotic than none at all. It's something that I learned.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely.
Definitely. Back in 1999, I remember that almost everyone went skinny dipping in the lake because well, being slackers, we all forgot to pack our bathing clothes. And so when we arrived here and we saw the wonderful lake, everyone felt the urge to go skinny dipping. And I think almost everyone was naked back in 1999. But now people are more prepared and they pack their bathing clothes, and it is a rather awkward feeling to go.
Well, maybe this event has become more international also, because this year in 2003 I saw much more people from other countries here.
Mm.
So even the radio station is only transmitting in English.
Yeah. Bad for us. I believe the whole bathing in the nude, the skinny dipping thing, could also be explained because well, in German we call it Freikörperkultur, which roughly translates as free body culture. And this was much, much bigger in the former, in the former GDR in East Germany than in the West. Could it be a reason why here, being in East Germany, people, well, just naturally go bathing naked in the lake? Daniela, you are from the East, aren't you? So could you enlighten us?
I really can't tell you because, hold on. I'm so sorry. I'm really sorry.
You got a frog in your mouth, yeah?
Right. See, I'm well prepared. I really can't tell you because as far as I'm concerned, people just don't make any difference at all anymore. I don't even know where everyone is from. So I can't even tell if they're from the East or from the West, and there's not so many local people here. So
yeah, so we had one element of culture shock already, that was nude bathing.
Well, not related to the hacker, more related to the country, yeah.
So we will play a little bit of music. This one's called Die Heilige Spielkonsole from the group Konsole from Germany, and we will think about other elements of culture shock to be experienced here at the Chaos Communication Camp while the music is playing.
und Musik.
So we're still in the radio tent and still talking about getting culture shocked at the camp or getting culture shocked in Germany in general. And with us is our American guest, Gabriel. He also volunteered as an angel here at the camp. And he told me something about club culture in Germany that you found particular. Yeah, I think you're on.
Yes, I was at a hostel known as the Clubhouse a few nights ago in Mitte. And I was invited to a local club. It was called Rocket DE. And